This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Members of the Constitutional Reform Commission outlined some of the key areas of their recently submitted report. A government minister stresses the need for continued investment in the skills of Barbadians for future economic growth. A local organization shifting young men away from crime by engaging them in entrepreneurship. In St. Lucia, police are investigating a burglary at the House of Parliament. And Donald Trump calls for an immediate Ukraine ceasefire. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Members of the Constitutional Reform Commission have been outlining some of the key recommendations of the recently submitted report for the country's new constitution. Among the suggestions are the inclusion of new social and economic rights addressing key areas not covered in the current constitution. These areas were highlighted by members of the commission who were guests on VOB's Brass Tax Sunday program. Deputy Chairman of the Commission, Senator Gregory Nichols, provided details on these proposals.
There are rights that are part of our democratic structure that are not mentioned in the current constitution. For example, the essence of our democracy is that we have the right to elect our government, but nowhere in our present constitution or nowhere in the model that we inherited from Westminster was there a right to vote. So we have included a number of civic and political rights that had not been adumbrated in the earlier version of our constitution, and we've also included for the first time the social and economic rights that a number of people in our society would expect us as a modern progressive democratic society should have: the right to water, the right to a healthy environment, and all of the other rights that are contingent, right to education and stuff like that, were part of the new structure of what we're proposing.
Commission member Khalil Kothdawala further clarified how these rights will function.
These new rights require the state to actually do something. The right, for example, to access housing requires government to do something. And doing something costs money. And so, as has been done elsewhere where they have incorporated these rights, first instance, so it's subject to the availability of state resources, number one. Number two, the rights are the rights to have access to. So a right to have access to housing doesn't mean that every person can now say, I have a right to a house. The right to have access to housing means that the state is obliged to formulate, and embark on a comprehensive program to ensure that people are housed.
Member of the Constitutional Reform Commission, Khalil Kothdawala. A government minister says Barbados must continue to educate its citizens with future-focused skills that will help foster economic growth for years to come. This was the view of Minister of State in the Ministry of Education, Sandra Husbands, as she delivered the feature address at the Samuel Jackman Prescott Institute of Technology's graduation ceremony at the Wildey Gymnasium over the weekend. She said that these skills will also open up many lucrative job opportunities for the island's young people.
If we are going to attract new investment that will bring jobs that pay well, that provide Barbadians with the opportunity to live a good life, it is important that we build the skill sets of all of our citizens, because it is for those skills that those businesses will make a determination that they will establish business in Barbados. Investing in you and investing in your skills is what will help us to generate that type of economic growth that guarantees all of you an opportunity to live that best life.
Ms. Husbands spoke to the importance of the SJPI's role in upskilling Barbadians and ensuring competence in areas that involve new technologies. She sees it as critical as the world goes through what she described as a digital revolution.
The digital technology must be understood. The digital technology must be mastered. And then digital technology must be integrated into the Barbadian landscape and into the skill sets of our people. Hence the necessity of SJPI's mission to produce you, skilled and innovative graduates, through competency-based training and the promotion of lifelong learning. And in so doing, the SJPI pursues its vision to be a global center of excellence for technological and vocational education.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Education, Sandra Husbands. A local organization is doing its part to steer young men away from crime and engage them in productive business-related activities. The Mr. Executive Business and Gentlemen's Challenge engaged a number of young men from 11 secondary schools for the market day aspect of the business development stage of the competition. The event was held collaboratively with the Barbados Entrepreneurship Foundation's $20 challenge pop-up shop at Sky Mall over the weekend. Founder of the competition, Winston Cumberbatch, says it seeks to teach young men the fundamentals of business by allowing them to create their own enterprises. He believes such initiatives are needed to influence young men to live positively.
Not oftentimes we find that our young men are looked down upon as being just interested in gangs and games and nothing really developmental, even to the point that when they leave school, you find that the girls occupy the tertiary institutions more so than the boys, and the boys end up on the blocks. So when we started to put this into play, and we found that there were boys who were willing, right, to step up the box and to demonstrate that they are willing to come into their comfort zone, learn the rudiments of business, learn how to be real gentlemen, and learn how to respect females and other people in society, and use your time wisely, we began to see something that Barbados needed, because more and more boys involved in these kind of activities creates a desire for their peers or those underneath them to see that there's an option. They don't have to follow that route.
He explained that some of the young men have shown interest in continuing their entrepreneurial endeavors in the future.
The students would have, as you say, gone through a workshop session, and then being able to, with the aid of mentors and their teachers, create their own businesses, right? Now, these are not just fly-by-night things. These are businesses that have had a lot of thought, and not only for the market there, but for longevity. So many of these guys here actually have determined that they're going to extend this here into beyond the market there and beyond the Mr. Little Challenge. So we've got the schools, 11 schools, as I said, and the products range from photography, made shirts, apparels, and derivatives, mental health for men, specialized key rings, popcorn, there's snow cones, there's pastries, scented candles. So it's a wide range.
Founder of the Mr. Executive Business and Gentlemen's Challenge, Winston Cumberbatch. Minister in the Prime Minister's office, Senator Dr. Chantelle Monroe-Knight, is calling for enhanced protection for the island's women. This follows recent statistics which revealed that the country is among four countries in the region with some of the highest rates of rape cases in the world. Senator Dr. Monroe-Knight said these numbers are a concern, especially as some cases go unreported. She was speaking on the sidelines of a recent health expo hosted by the Division of Culture. Her comments also came during the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, which will end tomorrow.
It does suggest or send a serious signal to us about what has happened in our society. Because one of the things that you would know as well about those statistics is that they're still saying that it's underreported. So even as high and as alarming as that is, then the reality situation is even more dire. And it means, one, that as a society, we have to be able to do more, one, to take care of women, but also as well, as a state as well, I would say that we need to continue to enhance our protection for women, and particularly young women.
Minister in the Prime Minister's office, Senator Dr. Chantelle Monroe-Knight. Investigations are continuing following a report of a break-in at the House of Parliament in St. Lucia on Saturday morning. According to police reports, an ancillary staff member discovered the premises disturbed and alerted the police. Investigators probing the scene to determine the method used in the illegal entry of the building and to determine if anything was stolen have indicated that electronic items are missing. The probe comes amidst rising citizens' concern over a spate of criminal activity in St. Lucia. And finally, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump called on Sunday for an immediate ceasefire in negotiations between Ukraine and Russia to end the ongoing situation. This has prompted Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and the Kremlin to list their conditions. Trump made this comment just hours after meeting Zelensky in Paris for their face-to-face talk since Trump won last month's their first face-to-face talk, that is, since Trump won last month's U.S. election. Donald Trump has vowed to bring about a negotiated end to the conflict, but has so far not provided any details. Recapping the headlines. Members of the Constitutional Reform Commission outlined some of the key areas of their recently submitted report. A government minister stresses the need for continued investment in skills of Barbadians for future economic growth. A local organization shifting young men away from crime by engaging them in entrepreneurship. In St. Lucia, police are investigating a burglary at the House of Parliament. And Donald Trump calls for an immediate Ukraine ceasefire. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.